Hi, everybody. We're here at the Boatyard Barn and Grill Catch and Release Tournament on opening day for rockfish in the Chesapeake Bay. I'm here with Marty Gary from the Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Department, and I'm going to talk to him a little bit about this new $1 million fish tagging program we got going on. How you doing, Marty?
Doing great, Brandon. It's good to see a lot of familiar faces at this great event on opening day of the rockfish season. This is what it's all about, getting together, celebrating the start of the fishing season, and it's good to see you and a bunch of other folks that I've just been communicating via email with all over the last couple of months.
Yeah, I call it, we see each other in 3D. This is a great thing that Dick puts on, and I think we're raising maybe $20,000 for all these guys, and you know, the whole catch and release thing is good practice for everybody, and I think everybody's going to have a good time. So tell us a little bit more about this fish tagging program we got going on this year here in Maryland waters.
Well, the official title of the program we're going to put forward to promote fishing in the state of Maryland, it's going to be called the Maryland $1 million Fishing Challenge, the second annual. And when I say annual, I mean we're going to perpetuate this. If we want to have it happen every year. And this year it's going to feature the return of Diamond Jim. And Diamond Jim, for those folks that have probably heard about it but maybe don't know the details, was a contest conducted back in the late 50s where a rockfish was tagged with a diamond stud tag, and if you caught it, it was worth $25,000. So what we're going to do this year, Brandon, is we're going to tag fish, not just in Chesapeake Bay, but all over the state of Maryland, from Garrett County and Deep Creek Lake in the north branch of the Potomac River to Loch Raven and Liberty and Pretty Boy Reservoirs to the eastern shore mill ponds to Chesapeake Bay, and any waters that are publicly accessible will have tagged fish in it. Every county will have tagged fish. No fee to enter. All you do is go out and go fishing from June 3rd through Labor Day. That's the time frame. And if you catch one of our tagged fish, you have a chance to win five grand prizes. Four of them are, two are pickup trucks from Toyota.
Holy smokes.
Toyota Tacoma 4x4 pickup trucks. We have a boat, motor, and trailer package from Boaters World. It's a 21-foot center console sailfish with a 140 Yamaha 4-stroke and a trailer. That package is valued at $43,000. And then we have, from Bass Pro Shops, we have a 18.5-foot Nitro bass boat with a 125 Optimax outboard and a trailer. I believe the value on that is somewhere around $25,000. So we have four big prizes that anybody that catches one of our tag fish across the state will have a chance to win one of those. And then one person will be selected for the chance to win up to $1 million. So, and the odds are a lot better than the lottery on that, believe me. It's a real chance to win $1 million. So we think we've got a pretty good contest put together. It's totally inclusive. Kids can participate. Anybody can participate. You just have to catch one of our tag fish. No fee to enter. The only thing you need is a fishing license if you're 16 or older. And if you catch that, there's a telephone number in it. You just turn it in. And then the Diamond Jim part of the contest is a contest within a contest. So once a week for 13 weeks, from June 3rd through Labor Day, we'll release a rockfish, and if you catch it, you win $25,000. And you have to catch that rockfish for that week. We'll release a new one every week. But the neat thing is we'll move that fish around each week. We might be in Tangier Sound one week, and we might be up on the Susquehanna Flats the next week. We'll be moving around. We'll be taking a lot of the media out, and we hope you'll join us.
Are you going to tell people about this, where you're going to release it?
Well, the insurance company has told us you can't say specifically where you release it. But truthfully, we want the media to come out, including you for Tidal Fish, if you're available, be out on the boat when we're tagging the fish, but we have to sign a disclosure or non-disclosure form so you don't give away the exact location, but at least you'll be there to see that we actually tagged it and released it, and that fish is out swimming. You have a chance to win $25,000 instantly.
Well, if I do that, then I can't catch them, right? So I'll have to think about that, because that's big money.
There you go. Well, weigh your options on that one. But we're really excited about it, and I want to tell you that in the purest form, the reason why we're doing this is nothing other than to get people excited about fishing. I think you, as much as anybody, see those articles in the paper that say we have dead zones, we have toxic algal blooms, we have mycobacteriosis in fish, there's mercury levels in the fish. I mean, there's a lot of news that comes out about our fishery resources, and a lot of it's factual, and we have issues out there, But we don't want people to lose sight of the fact that we've got some quality fisheries across the state, and it's okay to go fishing. It's a great activity. We want people out there fishing, and we want to get people excited about it. You don't just drop everything because you've got a few challenges to take on, and we're dealing with those. But in the meantime, we want kids interested in fishing, families interested in fishing, everybody. We think it's a great recreational activity, and we want more people out there fishing.
I don't know. I came across the Bay Bridge today, and there's probably 1,000 boats between the Bay Bridge and Bloody Point, so it might be some bad news out there, but people still see having fun on the water and catching fish, you know, as a good time to be with friends and everything. So the other thing I wanted to talk to you about today was you've got some data collection going on from the 15th until I think sometime in May, and it's real important for anglers to participate in that so that all of us can get a better grip on sort of what is happening with the population, so we're not sort of just running models and not having real data, but this data is important. So tell our listeners a little bit more about that.
Sure. I think particularly for those fishermen and listeners in your audience that or your website that are really tuned in with the process of fisheries management, they know that we had to raise our minimum size for rockfish in the trophy season from 28 inches to 33 inches. And some folks kind of agree with that maybe a good thing anyway, but truth be told, the reason why we had to do that is because the current accounting system where they measure the number of fish that have been caught, it comes from the National Marine Fisheries Service, and specifically the NIMS Marine Recreational Fisheries Statistics Survey. It's the same. It's a tool that all the states use to calculate their recreational harvests, and everybody's kind of stuck using that same tool. Well, just in the last couple of weeks, a independent survey study came out from the National Resource Council that showed that study or that MRF survey is an inadequate tool for measuring recreational fishery harvests. So they're going to rebuild that whole process. In the meantime, we're sort of stuck with that data. And what we would like to do is have our own anglers collect some fish length and make it a part of their normal fisheries repertoire. You know, they go out in the morning, they go to the convenience store to get ice and sodas or whatever. We'd want them to bring along a form that they can download from the DNR Fisheries website right on the left-hand side of the column. It's called the Striped Bass Cooperative Survey. Take it out on the boat with you each and every time you go fishing, and you fill in a few simple lines up top, your name, the hours you fished, the date you fished, number of people on board, and really what it's asking, Brandon, is for the fishermen to measure the first 20 rockfish that they catch. Armed with that data, we can then get a snapshot of what's going on out there in terms of what fish they're catching. The interesting thing about that piece of data is it collects the whole spectrum of the fish lengths that are being caught, both the sublegal fish below 33 inches and the legal fish that they might keep above 33 inches. You can't get that kind of data anywhere else. In fact, the MRF survey doesn't capture the sublegal part of it. They only get the fish that are brought into the dock. So, to give you an example, we've been doing this with flounder the last 3 years, and we've generated an average of 5,000 fish lengths, mostly from coastal fishermen down in Ocean City. But with that data, we've been able to go into the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission and really have a powerful tool at our disposal to negotiate our minimum size and seasons. And Maryland has the smallest minimum size for flounder on the coast. Other states are very envious of that. And so we think that having that data available to us for striped bass will give us a more accurate picture of what actually is being caught. So if the MRF survey is high and there's a discrepancy in what our data says, the angler data says, we can maybe go in there and sit down at the table and talk with a little bit more accuracy about what's actually going on out there.
How many years, is this the first, this isn't the first year though, is it, or is it? I thought I remember some data collection going on before.
No, actually you're right about that. This particular survey came into being in the early 90s as a mail-in survey with the Maryland Saltwater Sports Fishermen's Association. So it's sort of been around for a long time, but as you know, when everything's rosy and everything's going well, and it has been really up until this past year, folks kind of like, you know, they kind of drop out of it or they don't participate as much as they have. So without a lot of, you know, push and emphasis behind it to go, impetus to participate, folks have sort of kind of let it go. They've been complacent. But now with this higher minimum size and people really understanding the implications of maybe catching too many fish, I think we've got them pretty well motivated to participate. So if you go to the DNR Fisheries website, and it's www.dnr.state.md.us/fisheries, you'll see the link right on the left-hand side. You can download the form, take it out on your boat, fill it out, and then you can either be mailed in, or I know all of your listeners are completely fluent with a computer. They can actually go to our website, enter their data, click the send button, it transfers to our server, and we have it without any downtime or without any data input. We have the data right away. And we're asking for the fishermen at the minimum record their trip data from April 15th today all the way through May 31st, which is pretty much captures most of the migrant fishery. And then if they can continue throughout the season, we'd certainly love to get that data too, but we're really putting the push on because we have this cap on Maryland, Virginia, and Potomac River Fisheries Commission. You probably heard of the cap on the trophy fishery.
Right.
And that's why we had to raise minimum size to constrain the harvest, because we're in a payback situation right now. And so that's really our window of sensitivity from April 15th to May 31st.
Well, that's excellent. Well, I encourage everybody to go online or download that form, and just, it's a good way to keep track of your own fishing data and your own logs, and it's a good way to help out the state so that we can, you know, keep, at least have a negotiating tool if it comes to that, to understand what our minimums and everything will be like that. So, Marty, thanks a lot for this, and we'll see you on the water.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brandon.